Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, an important tool for producers. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
Now is the time, between now and June 30th, to get that application signed with that agent that you want to do business with for this next year. So we're taking applications for the 2025 LRP crop year. But remember, that change date is June 30th, the end of this month, to get that new application on file with the agent that you choose to do business with.
To learn more about LRP, contact Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services or the Apache Farmers Co-op. They are an equal opportunity lender.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, the 72nd Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show is set for July the 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Offering 2 days of education, networking, and more, the OCA convention is a fun time for everybody. I had the opportunity to visit with constituent relations consultant Hallie Parks about this year's convention and what folks can expect.
Our 72nd convention and trade show will be on July 19th and 20th. It will be in the Embassy Suites in Norman, just like it was last year. And a lot of our agenda is going to look similar to last year because it went so well. So you can find our full agenda, where to register, our speaker lineup, and all those types of things on okcattlemen.org. So that's just going to be kind of the home base for all things convention. Of course, you can call the OCA office or call Michael Kelsey if you have any questions as well.
Parks said there will also be a lot of good speakers on hand at this year's convention.
So we're going to have Dean Lusk and Dean Risco coming to hang out with us. We'll have Sherry Glazer, who is a dirt road dietitian. We love her a lot. She will be with us for a couple of different things. We will have Black Oak Alliance as one of our speakers, which is new this year. As you may have seen in our email blast or in the Cowman, we now partner with Black Oak Alliance. And so they will be bringing us a Cattleman's Education Series on ensuring your legacy. And then something new for the foundation and OJCA, so our junior cattlemen's, on Friday, July 19th, from 3 to 4, we will have a cattlemen's education series talking about the steer carcass challenge.
To hear my complete conversation with OCA's Hallie Parks, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, U.S. agriculture groups are reacting to the USDA's latest proposed packers and stockyards rule titled Fair and Competitive Livestock and Poultry Markets. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane calls the proposed rule a direct attack on cattle producer profitability. By creating criteria that effectively deems any innovation or differentiation in the marketplace improper, USDA is sending a clear message that cattle producers should not derive any free market benefit but be paid one low price regardless of quality in the name of so-called fairness, he says. National Chicken Council Interim President Gary Kushner says the latest rulemaking retreads a failed proposal from more than a decade ago, which was written by a plaintiff's lawyer who made money suing the poultry companies. The current facelift to the harm to competition rule would open the floodgates to frivolous and costly litigation, Kushner says. The proposal would inflict billions in economic harm. You've got farm news.
Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, an important tool for producers. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
Now is the time, between now and June 30th, to get that application signed with that agent that you want to do business with for this next year. So we're taking applications for the 2025 LRP crop year. But remember, that change date is June 30th, the end of this month, to get that new application on file with the agent that you choose to do business with.
To learn more about LRP, contact Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services or the Apache Farmers Co-op. They are an equal opportunity lender.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.